It's time to get Grooverized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while.
I wrote an article recently published on Newsmax.com. I publish articles on Newsmax.com on a very regular basis. The headline is Renewable Energy a Fraud. Can it be that wind and solar energy is a complete fraud? In the book Dumb Energy, Norman Rogers makes a powerful and convincing case. And reading that article, John Drost, independent physicist, long-term environmental advocate, who is involved with the three E's, energy, environment, and education, read the article, said that the question mark should be removed. He's with me still on the program. John, let me talk to you about this. When you talk about wind energy and renewable energy being a fraud, tell me some of the fallacies that are being foisted upon the general public and some of the things that are easy to point out as to being wrong with the argument for so-called renewables.
Okay, well, that's a good question. The problem here is that there's so many that it's sometimes difficult to get a hold of the whole picture here. It's like trying to grab a grease balloon. But I wrote an article on a site called Master Resource. If you're familiar with that, your readers ought to check that out, Master Resource. Anyways, what this article was, I listed 25 different wind energy deceptions. 25. I explained each one of them. So you want to have a complete list, there's been no more detailed, documented list of issues that I'm aware of.
And what are some of those things? Let's go through a couple of those.
Well, one of them is what your article was about, and that's the cost. What I'm saying is that the real cost of wind energy is actually about four times the cost of our conventional energy sources. Four times, not two times. Four times. And the reason it's four times is that these people have very, very carefully and cleverly hid the real cost by offloading them to a variety of other things. Here's an example. Wind energy, by definition, is not located near what are called demand centers, cities. Okay?
Right.
So, for instance, New York State is an example. I'm familiar with the main demand center in New York State turns out to be New York City. Well, all of the wind energy is actually in western or upper New York State here, and on the average, it's like 500 miles away. Okay? So the result of that is there has to be transmission costs put there specifically and only for the reason to accommodate getting wind energy to New York City or other demand centers. But the problem is that at no time are any of wind energy's costs, these transmission parts, attributed to as being part of wind energy cost. At no time do they ever say that. Zero.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the inefficiency in transport of electricity is great because, you know, down lines that are 200-400 miles long, you lose energy along the way. You know, it's not completely efficient.
That's another issue. But I'm saying they're spending billions of dollars in transmission costs. My point is these should be attributed to wind energy. They should be part of the wind energy cost because that's the reason they're doing it. But no, they lie about it and they say, well, we were just trying to upgrade our system here. You know, the lines we have are older. They say a lot of other baloney, but it's just not true. They wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for wind energy.
Right.
They would not be doing it.
Yeah, one of the other things you point out that I think is extremely important, you talk about the renewable energy standard or the renewable portfolio standards mandated by the state's utilities and other places that prescribe the amount of wind energy or whatever needs to be set. But what's weird about this that you point out is one of the big deceptions, not a single state in their RES or RPS requires any verification that there's been any reduction in CO2 from any wind project, either beforehand or after.
Right.
How do you measure and demand something if you're not even going to bother to measure it?
Well, I'm just showing you why this whole thing is just rife with hypocrisies. It's astounding. Every rock you lift up here is more disturbing here. I'm not a conspiracy person in general, but Steve, what's really going on as a conservative person here, you ought to know this is really, I'm saying this very carefully and with facts here, this is really an anti-American effort. They are trying to bring us down by They know that one of the main powers of our country here is our industrialization, our economy, and so forth. They are trying to undermine all of this by throwing on trillions of dollars of costs that are going to be resulting here. So we're wasting all that money and nothing, just spitting into the wind. And second of all, they are trying to undermine our electric grid here so that we end up with an unreliable grid here, which has been the backbone of our whole industrialized success.
There's no question.
If that wasn't bad enough, they also are trying to undermine our military. There are numerous examples, and I've documented quite a few, where wind energy has actually undermined the mission and our operational readiness of United States military facilities.
There is no question that America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. It has always been an underlying fact because we have vast amounts of real estate to cover, and goods and services need to be pushed around on that grid, and that's the way it is. John, you're exactly right. The article, 25 Industrial Wind Energy Deceptions. Again, you can find that at Master Resource, masterresource.org. And John, I appreciate it, and we'll have you back in the future because it's a conversation, you're right. It takes a lot of time to get through it all. But we've had this renewable conversation pushed upon us. We need to push back with facts. I appreciate you being here today.
Well, I'm glad to come, Steve. We just scratched the surface here. But, yes, maybe on your website you can post the link there to that article, because that gives a good idea of what some of the issues are here.
There you have it. John Drost, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and we will put that article up, 25 Industrial Wind Energy Deceptions. You should know what they are and be prepared for it. Meanwhile, be prepared for the Internal Revenue Service of the state of Michigan. If they're controlling your thoughts because you owe money or you haven't filed your taxes, time to sleep better again. Get a hold of Chris McClatchery. He has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. That's Chris McClatchery, the SteveGruber.com and the Fresh Start banner. Get yourself resting better again, would you? The Steve Gruber Show, some final thoughts after this.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.